No matter what, we are one nation under God. Three, two, one. Ba-ba-bom. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming back to see us again. We don't deserve it. We talk a whole lot of shit. We don't know where we're going, but we love that every single Tuesday you guys show up, support, laugh at us, love on us. A couple things. Today is an amazing episode. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to uncover, and a lot to get after. I would like to start by saying my mother says that we curse too much. She's our number one fan, but we do use the fuck word too much on here when we're telling stories. So we are going to try and get better on that. We are only three or four of these things in. So we are a work in progress, just like everything else. But once again, we do appreciate so much everybody coming out and to support us. Today is a new episode, obviously, with a new beautiful guest, our cousin, Ryan Perez, baby.
What's going on? Things.
So this is how we normally start it off. I'll say, hi, my name is Laith Harlow. Tristan will go, I'm Tristan Harlow. And you'll go, and I'm Ryan Perez. And at the same time, we'll all go, and this is relative nonsense.
Okay.
Ready? All right. Hi, I'm Laith Harlow.
I'm Tristan Harlow.
I'm Ryan Perez.
And this is relative nonsense. Yeah, baby, we close enough. Again. You want to give it a 3-2-1? You want to do it again?
I mean, I feel good with it.
All right. Yeah, hey. You feel good? I feel good. You know what I'm saying? Look good from my house.
Yeah, just excuse me on my cussing, so I'll try my hardest.
Hey, man.
And I don't fucking think we cuss that much.
I don't either. You know the one thing she did say about you?
What?
You use GD too much. That's God's name in vain. And I will say, I know that ain't me because she taught me at a young age. As a five-year-old, I could get away with a fuck every now and then. Just kidding. I still get popped. But, you know, it might be like, what'd you say? But if you say God before any other word, it didn't even have to be bad. I wasn't really the best at just slinging cuss words as a four-year-old. But if it was God and then anything, pow, pow.
What about like golly?
Oh, I can see dead.
It. Really?
Dead. Good night. Dead.
I can see it. You're talking about the other day, someone not holding a door open for you or something. You're like damn, dude.
Yeah, y'all are too sensitive.
I'm just saying.
That's what it is. This is my thing about that context. I don't go out of my way to do something for someone expecting anything back. Because I've done that in the past, and that gets me hurt.
It's not that I'm expecting anything. It's the lack of respect in the world today.
There I feel like if you don't expect it, then you're not let down as easy. You know what I mean?
I don't expect it, but like the thing of it is, if you don't want to do it, it's fine. But your ass better expect this right hook. You know what I'm saying?
Just don't hold the door open.
That's pretty deep.
No. I mean, I ain't being serious about it, but like it does. There is something inside of me. Yeah, dude, it pisses me off. That's like my pet peeve. You know, what's that? It really grinds my gears.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like that. It really grinds my gears. You know what? All of this nonsense, these heckling kids.
Taps my ass.
Yeah. Flipperty chippers.
Flipperty chippers.
Hey, listen. So I want to start by saying a little bit about how this podcast is going to go. All right, just kind of a little deep dive on exactly what this podcast is going to represent. One, of course, family, right? That's 100% what we stand on. That is the relative part of relative nonsense. The other part's some bullshit, so we're obviously going to have some fun. We started something last week where we just share something cool that happened to us during the week, whatever that may be, kind of one and one, go for a little bit. This week's going to get a little bit deep, though. Some things happened. As everybody knows, no elephant in the room here. Some call him a hero. Some didn't think he was a great guy. No matter what, a person who spoke his mind got killed for talking. This ain't what America represents. I don't understand how you can possibly think that it is okay to kill someone for speaking their mind. And then to top that off, you have these sickos of the world who it happens, and these people are saying GoFundMes to release the person who shot him and, oh, he got what he deserved. Where the fuck did we go wrong? And number two, how sad is it in 2025 that we can have so much shit happen 24 years later. You don't even see anything about 9/11 anymore. How many people have died from 9/11, from war to every aspect of life? And because of the chaos in America, people forget. I went the whole day. September 10th was my birthday. So, you know, obviously the terrible, terrible day itself, it, not going to say it ruined my whole life. Not by any means. It was sad and it was disgusting to see. And then to see the aftermath of it was crazy. But the even crazier aspect was to wake up the next day and nobody remember the terror that this country got caused just 24 years ago. And what I remember after that day, and I was a kid, but what I remember after 9/11 was the togetherness of the country, of how it brought all Americans together because it was somebody else versus us. Well, guess what? It has now become us versus us. You need to look out and see exactly what's going on from a farther telescope than what you were using, clearly. Because what is happening now is other people are making us go against each other versus against the cause. This makes no sense whatsoever. You want to talk about the demise of a country? The easiest fucking way to do so is just get them to not like each other. And that is where we're at today. So it is usually a very lighthearted podcast, and we'll try and find some fun and everything like we always do. But today, some shit needs to be said.
Absolutely.
God, thank God somebody's talking here.
Are you saying something? Hey, I'm a guest. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. The guest had to say something.
It's sad, though, like you said, man. It's like with anything, just people just keep going and just forget it. You know, it's sad that it has to be like that. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. Like I said, especially when there's so much chaos that has happened, you know, 24 years ago, when all of that went down on 9/11, I was a kid. Once again, I can't say all of the politics and everything that were going on, but I remember a lot of things. One of which is I was able to go out inside and play until the streetlights came on still. My mom didn't have to call me to know where I was at every second of the day because she knew that I wasn't going to get snatched up. And now, like, it's just not a thing anymore. You don't want your kids to go out and play by themselves when nobody's watching them because you don't know what's going to happen. There's sex traffickers everywhere. There is so much going on. And I don't know if that's because of social media that brought a bigger light to what was already happening. But it seems to me that because of social media, even though there is a great way to use the platform, it has also made it so much easier for America to be negative. It wasn't 5 minutes after Charlie Kirk got shot that there was a video of him getting, and if your kids or you don't want to hear this, you probably want to turn this down, but shot in the neck with blood spewing out everywhere. This is for the world to see. This man's kids seen that because somebody put it on there, and we're so desensitized to it. It's just another day. Like, oh man, look at what happened. Everybody's sharing this. This is crazy. Like I remember back in the day, you know, obviously we shouldn't have been watching it, but you had to go to the deep, deep, deep sites to see anything crazy with cartel ever killing somebody. And it was like accidentally that the kids saw it and it was like, oh my God, what's happening? It stayed in your mind for weeks. And now you see something like that happen. And 10 seconds after it's gone, your mind has already moved on to something else. Right. It's so crazy where everything is going. You know, I'm not here to say, oh, I'm going to stand up and fight against it, we ride at dawn. I ain't on none of that shit. But you know what? I'm always going to stand on what I believe in. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I believe in family. And I believe in fucking love. And for anybody, sorry for the word fuck, but for any of you motherfuckers who don't agree with that, you probably don't want to listen to this podcast. I'm here to love everybody. I don't care whether or not what your belief system is. When it becomes a problem for you, what me or my family or anybody else believe in, though, you can exit stage left. Point blank, period. I'm not here for the shit. And I come from a violent past. That's the last thing that I want to bring back up. But y'all motherfuckers are provoking a whole lot of people out here. And don't get it twisted. Y'all are starting to mistake kindness for weakness. And you're about to find out the hard way.
Yes.
Today, I'm doing this podcast by myself. I actually have two guests who are watching Laith Harlow perform.
I try not to get into politics, man. It just kind of drives me up a wall. I mean, it's hard not to, but, you know.
It's hard not to. And I once again, this is not the kind of podcast that we try to promote. But when things in the world like this happen, I think it's time to talk about said things.
Right.
I mean, my thing is, like, the whole thing with Charlie Kirk, I'm not saying I completely agree with everything he says or I disagree with everything he says. I'm not taking a side on either or. But at the end of the day, you know, he was a left-handed wife and two kids. You know, so if you can't see the wrongness and just that, now there's a family without a father, that's fucked up. You got people online celebrating, like cheering on TikTok and thank God and this and that. I'm like, this is insane that you would even, that's your mindset.
What God are you thanking that right. you think is okay
I mean,
with that?
I saw the video on Twitter. You know, I mean, that's all you could see. You scroll through. I mean,
who didn't?
It's multiple.
It's pretty gruesome.
Oh, dude,
it's
multiple gruesome. Videos and angles. Like, it is graphic. Like,
yeah.
And, like, that stuff doesn't bother me. I was a child with unrestricted internet access. We saw all kind of crazy shit we weren't supposed to see. You're talking about the desensitized thing. That really was like, oh, my God. Like, that kind of, like, made me feel a certain type of way. You know what I mean? I don't know. I can't imagine anybody that look at that and be like, oh, they got the right one. Thank God. I mean, that's insane. Like, I don't know how you could even feel that way.
Yeah, and I agree wholeheartedly. Once again, I'm not going to sit here and say me and Charlie Kirk were the same person. By no means. As a matter of fact, I'm the furthest from political. So have I heard stuff that he said? Absolutely. Do I agree with some stuff that he says? Sure. Do I disagree with some? Absolutely. But that's neither here nor there. You know why? Because I don't agree with trans people. Not that I don't like them. I just think men is a man and woman is a woman. Point blank, period. But you know what? If one decided they were going to go debate around colleges and talk about why they feel like they need to be trans and why that it's right, and they got shot, I wasn't happy about it. I still know that a fucking human died that day because of what they believed in, and that is bullshit. You can believe in what you want. This is America. You come here to believe in what you want. Once again, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I'm not asking everybody to. What my life has led me to a point of faith and believing from my trials and tribulations. The next person can go through what the next person goes through. Do I agree? Not always. Do I ever wish death upon any of them? No. I don't know of any God, point blank, period, who's like, death to this group and that's fine. It's love thy neighbor. What happens is so many people decide that it's their job to be judge, jury, and executioner. We have way too many fucking chiefs and not enough Indians, bro. People need to understand, like, for me, at least because I'm a believer, like, if you're an atheist and you just believe that nothing happens when you die, well, you know, that I feel terrible about that because how awful would it be to think that nothing happens after here? The afterlife is where you get all your praise, right? Too many people care about praise right now. The praise only matters at the other end of this place, guys. Sorry to tell you, that's just the way that I think of it. Now, if y'all didn't believe that way, guess what there wouldn't be today? A shooting at my house. Because I don't care, bro. Like, I love you no matter what. And I love the same people who I've never met who don't believe in anything that I believe in no matter what. Because we've talked about this before. I show respect blindly. You have to earn my disrespect. My respect has already been earned. And what you say is never going to make me disrespect you. It maybe I don't agree with you.
No, I do reserve a right that there is some people I think that shouldn't be on this earth.
Like?
Pedophiles.
Okay, but they
I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying like.
No. But I'm saying they harm other people. Yeah. Right? I think that's a whole different perspective than somebody who says a lot of things that Kamala, I don't know if there's anything that Kamala has ever said that I have ever been like, oh, she got it right there. No, I think the bitch was wrong on pretty much all accounts. But I never wanted anything heinous to happen to her.
No, I don't wish any ill will on anybody.
Point blank,
period. Except pedophiles.
Except pedophiles. There should be public
castration. Public.
Castration. All of it. All of it. Chop the nuts off. And then hang them upside down to drain out. I completely agree. But once again, that is you harming somebody. The same way that at this point in time, I feel like the person that shot Charlie Kirk should get the same exact grace on national television where he's fucking posted up to something and gets his neck blown off for the world to see, I bet things would stop happening quite as much if that happened. But the only reason that I think, and maybe it's not rational still, the only reason that I say that that is rational is because I've already watched him hurt somebody. And I know it's Old Testament, not New Testament, but eye for an eye, baby. It is what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that even if you did that on national television, it's still not eye for an eye.
But it would probably stop a lot of things.
I definitely think that it would curb some behavior, but I'm saying that obviously if you're doing that, like you are to the point where you're going to kill somebody over their opinion. You're not a contributing member of society anyways. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You probably don't have a good family. Charlie Kirk had a wife and kids. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't, you can kill him on public television, whatever, but he still isn't leaving behind what he did, what Charlie Kirk did. You know what I'm saying? That's
absolutely not.
And like, I'm not saying that I identify with him at all, but it does hit me whenever I have a wife and two kids.
Me too.
You know what I mean? And I like to speak my mind, and a lot of people don't agree with what I say, and I don't give a fuck, you know?
Right.
So what if I get shot damn one day just for saying what the hell I want to say?
Absolutely.
I just feel like there's a lot more behind it. I mean, a shot at 200 yards with that many people, and that's pretty drastic.
No, nah, I mean, I've heard like, oh, he's got to be an elite assassin. No, bro.
How do you get to that point?
I could show you today's, shot.
Here's what I think.
We could go to the gun range right now and you could make that shot. It's not a hard shot to make.
I don't even think it's that. I think what it boils down to is that everybody thinks that because of how it happened and he just happened to get shot right there in the jugular. And I think it was a complete accident, not him getting shot. I think it was intentional that the shooter killed him, right? But I think it was an accident of where the shooter shot him, and hell, even that the shooter shot him at all. I don't think this was some fucking professional shooter. I think that we've gotten to a point where Trump is president now and there's school shootings and things like that. But as far as that hasn't happened, something like somebody talking and getting shot just for talking, that wasn't really in anything political besides for what he said since MLK, right? So you can have security, but you're not going to have the type of security that like, hey, this man's about to get assassinated. Nobody's thinking like that. People's thinking they try and come up and snatch his hat off and they might throw a rock at him. Nobody's thinking about sniping this guy. So I think there was a lack of security. And then I think this guy just shot, his eyes closed when the gun went off, because he's not no damn Navy SEAL guy. And just so happened, Charlie Kirk got hit instead of the crowd of people around him. Because let's not get it twisted, that was a one out of a million shot for this guy. Unless he is some Navy SEAL. I could be completely wrong.
It's 200 yards away. That's not a hard shot to make. I mean, that freestanding.
In between that many people, though?
Yes. You're shooting from an elevated position. He's sitting down. You're in between two buildings. There's no wind. I mean, that's not a hard shot to make. You shoot center mass.
I get it. Yeah.
I'm not saying
you didn't shoot him center mass. He shot him in the neck between four other guys. It was
he aiming for the neck? No. But I'm not saying he was aiming. He was aiming for Charlie Kirk. Vest on or whatever?
Yeah, he did have a vest on. They were trying to scare, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, hell no, bro. You're talking about, that was a high-powered rifle. Like, you could hear the echo of it, the crack. I mean, that at least a 308. That's not doing shit for it.
Right.
But here's my thing. Like, I understand what you're saying, right? Like, that's not a hard shot to make. I can da-da-da-da-da. Sure. But you're talking about, that's the same as me going to football practice and playing against me, right?
No, you're saying, is there a possibility he was aiming for anybody else? No.
No, that's not what I ever said. I am saying that he got lucky to hit the target. I'm saying that anybody else could have got hit. I hear you.
Yeah, right? I'm saying there is a possibility that anybody else could have
got
hit.
That's all I'm saying. He got lucky to hit Charlie Kirk, even though that's who he was aiming at. He got lucky to hit him because anybody else could have got hit. I understand where you're going with this, of like, if I'm at a range and I'm, once again, it's the same analogy as me playing against myself. That is you shooting at a target practice that doesn't matter. This is you walking up here with 5,000 people, knowing that cops are going to be everywhere, knowing that you are about to get chased. You're probably going to get shot and killed. Everything and every little noise, every movement, anything that anybody else makes, you have to feel like you're already caught, and you still go up there and make that shot and hit that man.
Absolutely.
But see, I don't
know. Like hunting at, like it's shooting a deer at 50 yards. I still have a hard time trying to hold it. You know what I mean?
Right. Being nervous and shaking. If you were shooting at the same deer and it was just a target practice, you wouldn't have any nerves.
You're not going to even think about it.
I mean, it's nothing. It's pile, next pile. I could do this all day.
Right.
But when the scenario is as high as it is, when the stakes are where they are, that shot has still got to be fucking tough. Period. The shot from here to the door, if an intruder breaks in, still ain't an easy shot. But a shot from me shooting, just knowing if there was somebody there, I could hit them. Well, I can hit the bullseye every time.
I mean, I see what you're saying. But I honestly think that if you're in a mind space of, I'm going to kill some guy just for the way he speaks or whatever, you don't think right in the head. You're
dead set on it.
Right. Yeah. Like, that's your only fixation. That's your only mission in life.
I'm thinking at it from a sane point of view.
Like, you can't, you're thinking of like, oh, I got to get away. I think that these people think of it as like, this is what I'm put on the earth to do.
Yeah,
my whole life is leading up to this. After that, I don't care what happens.
I saw this. I listened to this thing this morning. Crazy, crazy concept. Never even thought of it. Didn't know where it was going either. But the guy was like, Charlie Kirk. Was another one of his videos. He said he was talking about mass shooters, school shooters in general. And he said, I know this is really dark, but there was a study done where a guy went and interviewed about 30 mass shooters. The main thing that they found was not that these guys felt overwhelming grief or overwhelming sadness for what they had done. They were all narcissists. Every single one of them was narcissist and was only concerned about the effect that it would have on them. And it turned out that like most of these guys, like that was their thing, right? Like that's what they wanted to be known for. They knew they weren't going to make it anywhere else. They wanted the world to know. And they said, what happened is schools. It's school's fault because school says you're perfect the way you are, right? That is what schools promote. And they say that's bullshit because that is self-elevation, right? Just basically saying, I'm the best. I don't need anybody to tell me. And I was like, you know, I'm torn between that because I kind of feel it's good to have self-motivation. But
to a certain extent,
that's what it is. Because the message when he said he was a freshman, I think, and it said, you're perfect the way you are. And he turned around and said, if I'm perfect the way that I am, then why the hell am I in your class? And the guy started laughing and he was like, well, what would you say? And I forgot exactly how he put it, but basically it was just the fact that you have the ability to do amazing things, right? That is such a more powerful word because ability means that I can, not that I did. The sense of I did is already an accomplishment that I don't have to do anymore. The sense of I can is a goal that I need to keep striving for to reach, right? And when you tell a 9-year-old or a 19-year-old that he's already done, well, now he has no goal. And when you have no goal, listen, I wrote this down on my paper today because believe is something, once again, I believe in God, right? But I believe that everybody needs to believe in something. I believe America was built on belief. And I believe if you stand for nothing, you'll fucking fall for anything.
There's another
yes.
Person there. Yes.
Yes. He already hit me with the absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's I don't do well with this whole damn interpersonal speaking and talking and all that. We do the funny stuff, so can we move on to that one or?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We can move on to the funny stuff. Like I said, this was just something that was on my mind. This was something I really believed in. It needed to be talked about. Like I said, I really, really, really understand like this is a fun podcast and this is something that we do because we love all of y'all. We want everybody to hear it and we want to share how we feel. And by sharing how we feel, this was me. This wasn't anybody else. I will say that. This was me who wanted to get this off my chest because I do believe as a kid, man, in school, every single day before you were allowed to do anything else, you stood up and you said the Pledge of Allegiance. And it was always one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we have forgot that as a nation, man. No matter what, we are one nation under God. Doesn't matter who your God is. And the most important word to me is one. One nation. We are not a divided nation. We are not five nations. We are America. One nation under God. Before we wrap this podcast, I would like to go ahead and give the floor to everybody as far as how y'all feel about this week's events. Where's y'all's mind at with it? Tristan, we'll start with you.
I'll say it's a sad time for the country, man. It's going to be hard to come back. But I hope that even in light of recent events, I think a lot of things in this country is meant to divide us. And I think that's more of a mindset than anything. A divided country is a weak one. So even though that there are atrocities in the world, if we can come together, put aside political views and everything, you know, we're all one country. Let's come together and, you know, prosper. Love thy neighbor. You know, I'm not very, what a godly or spiritual or whatever, but.
Well, it's not that. You just punch people who don't open, who don't pay. Thank you for opening.
Well, that's respect, man. It's, it's funny that we talk about respect, but like, honestly, there's a lot of disrespect that goes out. I mean, it's crazy that you would celebrate the death of another individual. I don't care who they are, how bad they are.
Disgusting.
You know, I understand that like bad people, you know, maybe they don't like, you talk about like Hitler or whatever. Obviously, he doesn't need to be in this world. I don't know if I would celebrate his death, but I understand why he doesn't have to be here. I'm not like advocating for Hitler or anything. I'm just saying I would never celebrate the death of another individual. Now, is it a better place? Absolutely. But I'm not going to get on there and cheer. Like, thank God. I don't think that any death should be celebrated.
And, you know, exactly. When you mix death with death, nothing positive comes from that. Everybody's heard two wrongs don't make a right. 100%. Right. I will say this, though, about the Hitler. I'll do my own piece on everything else. But about the Hitler thing, here's the underlying difference. Even if you did celebrate Hitler's death, once again, we were saying we don't celebrate the death of anybody no matter what. That's not who we try and be, right? Hitler directly almost abolished an entire group of people. We are talking about hundreds of thousands of people that were burned in chambers and gassed to death and all of these horrific, horrific satanic things.
Yeah, maybe Hitler wasn't the best.
Well, either way, I like the argument because just like you said, you're not celebrating the death. But some people on this absolute God-given ground that we have in America of this freedom, I have literally seen say, y'all celebrated when Hitler died, but don't expect us to celebrate when Charlie Kirk dies. What a horrible example. You were talking about somebody who literally at their own hands purposely killed so many people versus a man who, whether by your views or not, only stood on all of his beliefs, never touching anybody. I've seen countless videos where people tried to fight him and he would not put his hands on a soul, wouldn't touch anybody. And more than anything, what he spoke about was God. That was the number one agenda from day one. Did you believe in his abortion rights? No, I'm not saying that I do either, right? But the second that you decide that I think it's okay if he dies, you are the problem.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that anybody has the right to publicly express their feelings and opinions and have the right to debate them. That's our rights as a citizen of the United States.
Absolutely.
I feel like we shouldn't lose that either. No, like, with this happening, I feel like it's going to stop that. You know,
I don't think so. I mean, I think now more than ever, I think people are about to stand up. People are about to take a stand because after so long, yeah, we'll stop and we'll stop and we'll stop and we'll let's slow down and let. But then something like this happens. Now you're about to get the full force of the American people. There's another guy, Ben Shapiro. I like him a lot. And his first statement that he came out with, I don't remember the whole, and I'm not saying this verbatim because I don't remember exactly what he said, but I do remember him saying that we will pick up Charlie Kirk's bloodstained microphone right where he left off and can continue this fight. How deep?
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
No, it is. I will say, I do feel like there is going to be a lot of people that stand up and express what they believe in. For sure. That's how it should be. I will say, though, there are radical, you know, like very, I guess you call it radical. I'm not saying like violent or whatever, but there's extremists on both sides, right?
For sure.
I would say, like, don't generalize one side or the other as, you know, everybody on the left is hating Charlie Kirk and bad people. Or everybody on the right is, you know,
loving Charlie Kirk.
And, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say, like, don't just think that, don't create the divide even more. Exactly. You know what I mean? Make your own opinion of people. However, I know that you might not like everybody. I know I don't like most people, I would say, you know, just joking around, but don't go make drastic and crazy decisions and actions over the death of Charlie Kirk of like, oh, all the left is evil. That's not true. You know, they have an opinion just like how you have yours. No, you might not see eye to eye. That doesn't mean that we need to go shoot somebody on the left. That's not, I don't think that Charlie Kirk would want that in his life, even though, you know, that's what happened to him. You know, with him being a God-fearing man and all, I don't think that he want violence on any side. And he's openly said that he does not condone violence or support it.
Exactly.
So don't think that you're out there as a Charlie Kirk warrior going and beating the hell out of them, you know, Democrats or whatever you want to call it.
Exactly.
And that's pretty much all I'm saying is I understand that this did happen and it's an atrocity to say the least, but try to at least come together as one nation. I know it's a huge divide. And I'm just saying, please don't let this spiral way out and we have a damn civil war or some shit. I mean, there's a lot of talk of it. You know what I mean? People are not very happy. And on both sides, don't let a couple bad apples, you know, ruin the whole bunch.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's the biggest thing is the divide of everything, right? Like, you have to understand that as hard as it is now as a society, now is when you have to come together more than ever. There's not a question of maybe we can just wait a little bit long. It's now or never. It's now or serious, serious changes are going to happen. And like I said, I've stood on what I believe in since I started this podcast. I love people for any reason and every reason. I love people. I don't care what you believe. I don't even talk to people about politics because people get so heated and you turn best friends into worst enemies over I don't even follow politics. Is one a goat and the other one's an elephant? Is that like one's red, one's blue? Are y'all that upset? We all need to learn how to be colorblind. I don't care if the left says something or the right says something. Here's what I believe in. I believe in what is right, wherever that is, left, right down the damn middle or center field. It doesn't matter. None of it matters. At the end of the day, you believe in what you believe in. I believe in what I believe in. But at the end of the day, we can all come together and we can break bread over it and laugh over it. And as many things as there are to disagree on, trust and believe there are just as many to agree on, right? So for every reason that you can be mad, you can find the equal and same opportunity to be just as happy. I'm going to leave y'all with two things. First is I heard this and this is amazing. They did a study, okay? And this is not me. I didn't do the study or anything like that. So don't demonetize me. I don't know who did this, right? But they had a study and in a jar, they put 100 black ants and they put 100 red ants. Okay. Here's what happened. When the jar was completely still, all of the ants were fine in unison. Nobody bothered anybody. Nobody did anything. They shook the jar. When they shook the jar, all chaos broke loose. The black ants thought that the red ants had done something. The red ants had thought the black ants had done something. So then they all went against each other. What we need to start doing is looking at the jar, not the red or the black ant. We are all in the jar together.
Absolutely.
And number two, most importantly, is guys, in recent events, there has been so many new tragic events. Let's not forget the ones that have shook the foundation of this country and brought us together 24 years ago. 9/11 was still just as real as it is today. The difference between what happened on 9/11-2001, well, that was somebody else who came in and tried to terrorize our country. What happened on 9/10/25? Our own people tried to terrorize our own country. If y'all don't understand, 24 years later, we have went backwards. It's time to put down the shovel and find a way how to get yourself out of the hole that we have dug versus digging ourselves deeper, thinking we will come out the other side. It's not going to work out. We've had 24 years to figure it out. Today's the day.
Yeah, there's a quote that forgotten history repeats itself. So don't forget, you know, 9/11 and the people who lost their lives. And, you know, it's easy to bicker back and forth the left and right, but there are worse and greater threats out there. and don't think that these other countries that might want to take us over, they see a nation divided as weak too. So,
and everybody wants to be America. So the quicker they can get us against us each other, the quicker they can come in to take over.
Absolutely.
100%. Like I said, focus on the person who's shaking the jar. It might not even be our own people, guys. And we are so blinded by social media, and the first thing we see, we believe. We do none of our own research as a society, and we just go out here and tell people things. I swear people see stuff on Facebook, and I do. I'm guilty of it. I'm not saying that I'm not. But you can see something on Facebook and act as if it's gold, even if Benjamin Franklin is the one who sent out the post. Unless y'all don't know anything about history at all, this man's been dead for a long time. So I wouldn't take anything he posts with, you know, this had to happen because he said so. I think you just need to check more than one source, point blank, period. Open your eyes. Do not go on CNN or NBC or any of these news stations and just believe what you hear, because just like anything else, it's entertainment. And they want you to hear what they want you to hear. But there's always three sides to a story, his, hers, and everybody knows about the truth. So, you know, that for me, that's a big thing. You have anything to say about this?
Well, I might be ignorant, but I try my damnedest not to keep up with any politics, period. You know, but something like this happens, I really just would love to see everybody, just, like you said, reunite, you know, just like, man. You said, when 9/11 happened, man, I won't ever forget it. I won't ever forget everybody just coming together as one. And
right.
I think we just lost that, you know. And
no, you're right. We did. We lost it.
I've been listening to the podcast and you guys saying that respect is given, you know, like it's always been the opposite for me. So like, I feel like if everybody can just respect each other, you know what I mean? Just for whatever. I mean, it just, for someone to get murdered like that on live television is unreal. And I mean, for what, you know what I mean? He really didn't harm anybody. And, you know, it's sad, but let's not lose what we have, you know, as human beings.
Absolutely. I mean,
that's my take on it.
And I love that. And no truer words, you know what I mean? What happens when you see all this stuff and everybody tries to force you to take sides, you end up forgetting about the biggest thing, which is humanity. Right, and that exactly. is something that we have so lost in the battle to be right. And let me tell everybody something right now. If nobody is left here, does it matter if you were right? And that's the biggest question. You know what I mean? You know, same concept as, yeah, if a tree falls in the forest, does anybody hear it? What good is being right if there's nobody to be right for?
That's right.
So, you know, I know this was a little bit deeper of a podcast. We won't always do these, obviously, but when something like this happens in our backyard to our fellow Americans, whether Republican, whether Democratic, white, black, female, male, we don't care. At the end of the day, we just want everybody to love everybody. If that's all that we're able to leave you with, may it be that. I hope that, you know, from now on, we don't have to talk about things that are this dark and in depth. And as a country and as a society, we start to pick up and smile and understand that loving each other is the most important thing that we can do. Thank y'all so much for another beautiful episode of Relative Nonsense. Happy Tuesday. Don't work too hard. I love y'all. Stay positive. Hug your friends and hug somebody random and tell them that you love them too. And we love all of y'all, baby. Good night.